This is a strong neighborhood. And
State Assemblyman Michael Kearns showed a house at 20 Sidway in Buffalo's First Ward. The owner of that house died in 2007. Foreclosure proceedings began in 2010, but the bank has stood idly since, according to activists. Kearns and others on the scene say banks often sit on properties because it's better for their shareholders' bottom lines. Housing activist Art Robinson says sometimes the banks dump the houses at either the previous owner's or the taxpayer's expense.
After 5 years, if they do not complete the foreclosure, they say, well, the thieves have been in, they broke into place, and they've destroyed it. They'll come back to the owner and say, you know what, we're forgiving your loan. Since it's in your name, it's your problem. Now they have to go to court. They have to come up with $16,000 to $20,000 to tear down a home that could have been used by somebody.
Assemblyman Kearns is asking the New York State Comptroller to step up pressure by pulling New York's business dealings from any banks that stall foreclosure proceedings. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.